We're going to talk about what I look for in a partner in business.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I brag and I talk about partnerships, and it's funny, I was just talking with my producer and I was saying the same thing. The secret to what I do is partnerships. Because, you know, she hears me teach this stuff and she knows a little bit about our businesses and she knows that is the secret. You know, it's definitely my ability to partner with really sharp people. So what do I look for in a partner? Let me just start with this idea is I don't look for business ideas. I'm an opportunistic person. They tend to find people. I know that may sound crazy to you, but if you do like you're always looking, you're always thinking, you know, a lot of ideas present themselves, a lot of opportunities. What I'm always looking for more than anything is partners, quality people that I can merge with one of my business ideas. A business idea without a sharp partner with me, because I don't day-to-day run any of the companies anymore, it wouldn't interest me, because I'm not going to, you know, start working 40 to 60 hours a week, whatever it would take to run this venture. So a partner is critical. So because it's so imperative to the success of my business model, what do I look for? Well, the first thing I look for is integrity. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, that's kind of a given. Well, you know what? You would assume it was. I had a partner a few years ago who had zero integrity. I mean, really, it's just funny because I don't curse, just because I probably, if I did, every three words would come out a curse word. So I just don't curse as a general rule. And, you know, I went to Liberty University, so most of my friends have, you know, a faith-based background. And I wanted to bring in a friend of mine to go to lunch with this business partner I had. This is crazy. And I said to him, I said, this is what I want you to do. And my friend was a pastor, but he was in construction. So, he's a salt of the earth kind of guy. I said, just tell me what's going on with this guy. Just get a read on him for me. I said, because, you know, every time I talk to him, I can't quite get a fix on him, whether I need to cut him loose or work with him a little bit. And so we're having lunch. And about 15 minutes into it, this is a pastor, and he looks right at this guy, and I love it. He goes, would you just cut the bullshit? I almost fell out of my chair. And his point was, man, everything that comes out of your mouth, I'm not sure if you're, you know, I think lying is like breathing to you. And he was right. Sure enough, I hung on this guy about 6 months too long. He took lines of credit that we weren't aware of, you know, and did some other things, but needless to say, he financially buried us. And this was really one of my biggest business failures financially that I ever had. And I learned from that, you know, the bottom line is that people have got to have integrity. I have incredible partners right now, and they all can write a check any given day. Typically, they can't actually write it. They need to ask Carrie in our office or somebody to write it, one of the people that handle the money. But the point is, they would not be denied. They wouldn't say, listen, I need a check for $5,000. Nobody would think anything of it. They'd write a check to them or whatever the case may be. But they know when they write a check to themselves, they write a parallel check that matches and it goes on my desk. They have integrity. I don't worry about it. There's no vetting process of them writing a check. I tell them from day one, listen, you can get a check for anything you want, because I have complete confidence in you. And I don't want to be looking over my shoulder. Now, obviously, I have enough guardrails in place in the office that I think something would be caught. But I have confidence in every one of these partners of mine. I don't even consider the fact that they would do something like that. So integrity, it's number one. My one big failure, I assumed integrity and there was no integrity. And I lost a good bit of money. And it was purely, the business failed purely because of we could not keep track of what in the world this person was doing shenanigans behind the scenes, manipulating, you know, all the figures, no integrity. Okay. Number two is I look for a partner. I want somebody who brings value to the equation. And I've shared this, you know, you got to bring something to the equation. Typically at this point, I don't need your money. So I need your expertise and I need your time. Now, if it was a partnership and maybe a real estate deal, well, then money would probably be something you'd need to bring to the table, something I would look for. Now, obviously, if it's a short-term partnership or something, you know, everything kind of changes. But if we're going into a business, what are you bringing to the table? Because when things are tough and I may underwrite your pay short term, I want to know that my investment's good. Chemistry. Listen, you don't have to be best friends. I'm not best friends with any of my partners, but I like every one of them a lot. I'm not best friends, but man, I love eating lunch with them. I'm not best friends, but man, having dinner with them is, you know, spending time with them on a personal basis wouldn't bother me at all. Playing golf or whatever the case may be. But we don't have to be best friends. But there has to be a level of chemistry where you just, you know, there's a yin and a yang. And I personally prefer partners that have a little bit different personality than me. I mean, I'm typically wide open, 8,000 RPMs, you know, nonstop from the time my feet hit the floor. I would probably have another person in my office, in my orbit like that. We would explode. So, but there has to be a chemistry, and only you know what works for you. I've said this, you can't hide stupid, so I love smart. I just like people that are smart. And smart is, there's a big definition of smart. I say, you know, they just figure things out. I don't have to tell them everything. You can give them a problem, and they can figure out how to solve it in most cases. They just have a general intelligence. Next, they have leadership. Listen, you've got to be able to lead. I've talked about this over and over. I can't start the business with you, and you have all these other things. Let's just kind of go through them. So you got integrity. Well, that's great. You bring value to it. You have great expertise. Okay, let's say you're an engineer. You're fantastic. Wow, we filled that. Chemistry. We got a yin and a yang. That's great. You're smart. That's fantastic. Boy, we're going along. But you can't lead anybody. Nobody would follow you. You have a passive personality. You can't fire anybody. You can't lead anybody to water. You can't initiate anything. You can't close any deal. You can't make decisions in a crunch. You can't handle a crisis. These are leadership. These are the first five of my look for a partner. In the next podcast, I'll share you the next five. So the first five were integrity, value, chemistry, smart, and leadership. Listen, we're going to add something, and I'd be fibbing to you if I told you I understood the whole social media and all these platforms, and I'm learning them. I got to spend all day Saturday with my son in a car, and he gave me like a 101 on every platform. Golly day, it's the first time he made me feel like my IQ was 40 points less than his, and he was reveling in it. But on Twitter, he's like, Dad, you know, You need to answer people's questions. Like, Dad, like, because I can answer questions really quick. You know, he sees me in my office, and you could pretty much hit me with any business question. I can answer it in under, you know, is it 250 characters I get? Well, most of them I can answer pretty quickly. So if you follow me at Twitter and you shoot me a question, I will answer it. It may be only one word, but my partners do this all the time. If you go into my office, I have the entire end of like the office, which is really neat because I got my office and I got a big conference table, but I don't have doors. We don't have doors in our office anyway. And I've said that because my conference method is I step out my office opening and I just yell at whoever would be listening. I don't need an intercom. I can hit both floors and somebody will hear me. But the point is, my partners, my staff, they just walk in, they hit me with questions all the time. So I encourage you, you're starting a business, hit me with one question. You got a meeting that's coming up, hit me with a question. Hit me with advice. Listen, I will answer it. I promise you that. We've even talked about creating a Saturday podcast where it's just Ask Sean, and I just literally do nothing but answer your questions and try to help you start and grow your business and just give you, you know, in real quickly, very brief, what I would do in your situation, and you can do with it whatever you want. Again, this is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. We also have the 1-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Please follow us on Twitter. Hit us with a question. Thank you. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.